straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good thing.
What's up, my friends? This is Oral Stimulation. This is Melissa. I am joined, of course, by my delicious co-host, Alex.
Delicious, huh?
Delicious. How are you tonight?
I'm a little horny after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, delicious. You mean it sounds so sexy.
You are. You are so sexy.
Well, thank you.
You're looking good tonight.
Not as good as you.
What is it? A new haircut or something?
No, I think it's because it's May.
It is May.
May Day.
Yes, May Day. You know, actually, it's Beltane.
Yes.
Juicy Beltane.
Which I have no idea what that is. You have to tell me, please.
All right, let me explain. It's a pagan holiday that celebrated fertility and having the fields be ripe with deliciousness.
Okay.
Like you. So people would go fuck in the fields, I guess. I didn't really make it all the way through the article, but that's the gist of it.
All right.
We have an amazing show tonight. We, of course, have Mindy working our boards.
Mindy.
Hey, guys.
We've got Austin over in the corner.
Good evening.
And we have a very special guest in studio. And you know, I don't like bringing people in studio. So if you're here, it's for a very good reason. And we're joined by Chris Cahill of Psychic Every Day, which is another show.
On Wednesdays, right before us, actually.
On Wednesday, a little bit before us.
7 to 8 p.m.
Yeah. And she is a psychic.
Yes.
She can do past life readings. She can do relationship advice. She can read your aura. She's incredible. So we're going to be talking with her a little bit later in the show. She's going to be contributing all kinds of stuff. Thank you for joining us, Chris.
Chris, say hi, please.
Hello. I am so happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Welcome to the Oral Stimulation Show.
It's nice to experience it in person.
And here, of course, downtown Los Angeles.
Skid Row Studios.
SkidRowStudios.com. And, of course, XM 165.
Which
is going to be changing.
To?
This is very exciting news.
Okay.
We are actually, XM 165 is going to be changing to XM 243. And that will be on May 8th and 9th.
And are we still going to be on at the same times?
We are going to be on at the same time on Saturdays at 11 p.m. Eastern. But the big news, they're adding another day for us.
Which is?
Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern. So that's 6 p.m. Pacific. So you can listen to us while you're driving home.
On XM 243.
243.
Beginning on May
8th.
8th.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, I really, really, really want people to be able to find us among all these changes. Please, people, if you're listening right now, stop whatever you're doing. Go on facebook.com/oralstimulationradio. And let me spell that out for you. It's A-U-R-A-L stimulation radio.
Okay, the Facebook is one avenue.
It's a very important avenue.
Okay, we have an email address. What is it?
I
always forget.
It's oralstim, A-U-R-A-L-S-T-I-M @gmail.com. And of course, our Twitter, where we've posted some very special information just for our Twitter followers tonight, is @oralstim. That would be @AURALSTIM.
So follow the Twitter account because tonight we have a trivia question.
We do.
And we're giving away a prize.
It's a cool prize.
Yeah.
Should we tell them or should we wait?
It's up to you.
I'm going to wait a little bit.
Let's leave them in suspense. But so follow now so that way you won't miss the contest.
Yeah. It's going to be a good one.
So find us on Twitter @AuralStim, AURALSTIM.
Follow us right now.
And we'll go from there.
Right this very minute, please. And don't forget, May 8th, XM 165 is moving to XM 243. You'll be able to find us on Saturdays and Mondays.
Okay, cool.
And iTunes and Stitcher.
Oh my gosh, we have everything.
Okay, we're everywhere.
So there's no excuse.
Find us, people. Come on.
And if you wanted to call in during a show.
You can do that too.
On where?
800-893-9562.
So that's 800-893-9562.
You got that?
All right.
You don't need to call in though because you're in front of
the mic. I got on speed dial.
Okay.
I'm going to call in during Chris's show.
I tell everyone that number. People ask for my number. I write down that one.
Like, damn, girl, you got an 800 number?
I'm just really popular, so it's because of my Facebook following.
There's actually a lot of stuff going on lately within the news.
Yeah, I mean, besides Juicy Beltane. Would you ever fuck in a field?
Absolutely.
Like right now?
Mm.
Is there even any fields around Los Angeles? We'd have to go to like Oxnard.
I don't know. I think me personally, I'd probably go up to like Victorville. It's maybe a little bit more deserty, but it's closer to seeing the stars.
What if you got a cactus in your butt?
Well, I'd bring a blanket, duh.
I mean, speaking of stars, did you catch that meteor shower?
No, when was it?
Last week? Yes, in space.
Yes, I read about it. I didn't get to see it, but I read about it.
It sounded pretty cool. Well, there's no news there. No one saw it.
Okay.
If you were going to wish on a shooting star, what would you wish for? Just curious.
For more wishes?
Come on. If you could only have one wish, what would it be?
For more wishes.
Fine.
Isn't that like, who wouldn't?
That's a weak sauce wish.
No, because then you could wish for more things.
What if it didn't come true?
Then I wasted a wish. I hope for another one.
Alex.
Melissa.
Just make a good wish.
All right. I always make a wish around 11:11. If you follow me on my Twitter.
Obsessively. It's a little weird, actually.
You know, I don't have an alarm. Everybody always asks me, like, do you set like an alarm? But every time I say the 11:11, I always, if I can or make it in time, I do the make a wish. And I do.
What do you wish for?
You can't tell people. You tell people they don't come true.
I made an 11:11 wish for like 2 years and it finally came true. And now 11:11 comes around. I'm like, I'm good. I have everything I need.
But do you still, so you don't do it at all?
Sometimes.
Once in a while?
But it's not as concentrated. It's not as hardcore.
It's only when I see it. I just happen to see it. I don't know what it is. It's just randomly. I just happen to randomly look at my phone.
You know what? Actually, let's ask our resident expert here. Chris, are 11:11 wishes worth anything?
Okay. If you truly believe that they are, why not? If that's where the energy is for you and that's that works for you, go for it.
So it does work.
Well, you can take that as a logical yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you believe in it and it's, you know, may or may not come true, and if it does come true, I mean, maybe it's just like a positive reinforcement. You know, like say I wish something will happen. I mean, not like I'll win the lotto or anything, but maybe just something like a small gesture or something like that. And maybe it does. Maybe.
Why can't you wish to win the lottery? Well, if you're going to go, you might as well go big.
I think it's something feasible. I still want to make more wishes. I mean, that one thing. You keep wishing for that one big thing. I don't know if it'll ever come. I think my wishes are more like realistic. I don't think they're anything out of control.
Like what?
I don't know. It's not like going to like a Clipper game and watching two girls in front of you and get ratchet.
What?
No, it's an inside joke.
Got a lot of those. I'm always on the outside, though. That's kind of a problem.
Yeah, only certain people will understand that joke.
Wait for it. Speaking of being out.
Out of?
The closet.
Yes.
Thank you. I know you guys are impressed. I know.
Very.
So today, there's some big news.
Today?
On the gay front.
Okay.
Jason Collins of the Wizards. Right? You following me?
I'm following you.
Mm-hmm.
I always follow your lead.
Okay. He came out as gay. And there's been overwhelming support for him. I really had to dig to find any negative reactions, and I actually found two.
Well, okay, let me hear the two negatives.
Let's start from the beginning. Okay, why did he come out? Basically, he came out because he was influenced by a friend of his who was a politician who was talking about his great experience at the Boston Gay Pride Parade. And he felt really conflicted, saying that as a gay man, he couldn't even be proud for his straight friend who was enjoying a pride event. So he was like, it's time to be authentic. It's time to live for myself. He said the Boston bombings really influenced him because he said, what if there is no tomorrow?
Because he played in Boston for a little bit, actually, this past season.
Yeah, and so he kind of basically decided, what if I don't have a tomorrow? What if I don't have a future? I need to live my authentic self right now. So he did it. He came out. And everyone's all excited for him.
Even the president actually said something about it.
I know. Even Michelle Obama.
They both?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what they said. I just know they kind of addressed it.
Yeah, she was like, we got your back. I think that was the exact quote.
Quote unquote.
It really was. Look it up. It's on Twitter. Look us up on Twitter at Oral Stim.
Okay, so anyways, you said you found some things negative. What were some of the negative things and who said it?
I did. Okay.
You did?
No, I didn't say anything negative.
Oh.
All right. So Alfonso Smith of the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
Said it is his right not to give that behavior applause. Basically saying, and then he also said, you know, he's not a hater. He still likes the guy, but he's not going to be supportive of his decisions.
Okay. That's his opinion.
Fine. It's not even necessarily negative.
Yeah.
It's just whatever. But then Chris Broussard of ESPN does the show Outside the Lines. And apparently he spent an hour ranting about anti-gay sentiments and how it was so wrong and the Bible and blah, blah, blah.
You brought the Bible into it?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time. And then he went back and issued this big apology, which kind of makes me wonder, do you think he should have had to apologize?
Oh, I think it's his opinion. But he represents, obviously, like a radio / TV, or I mean a station, ESPN.
A very major, influential
station. So at that point, I mean, well, which is kind of owned by Disney too, backed up by that. So, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of things where they need to be PC and net.
Disney has gay days.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think there's a certain things where he needs to address and, that's reflective on everybody.
He wants to keep his job.
Yeah.
But do you think it was even appropriate for him to come out like that in the first place? I mean, here's kind of my thing about it, right? And if you know me at all, I work for an LGBT nonprofit. I love it. I think it's awesome. It's Millennia Scope Entertainment Foundation. Send us some money, please, because they're doing really good work. But but I feel like everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah.
Now, like you mentioned, if they're on ESPN, if they're on some kind of major network and they are being a representative for that, I don't think it's appropriate for them to say it, but I don't think that they should have to go back and apologize because this guy, Mr. Collins, is a representative for the NBA. He's a representative for his team. He's a representative for sports as a whole. I've never seen anyone come out and then apologize.
Yeah, but I don't know. For me, I think a lot of those guys are probably paid to gain the hits, to gain the notoriety. Maybe that wasn't his hidden agenda, but maybe he did an outburst to get the attention to, you know, the whole thing.
I mean, the negativity?
Yeah, the negativity, because it's still
any kind of
attention is good, whether positive or negative. So maybe he's trying to do it to gain that attention. All of a sudden, this guy's maybe like another household name.
Right, because I had never heard of him before.
Well, I mean, something like that may or may not happen. But I mean, but good for him. At least Jason came out and he's open with the sexuality. I know at one point he was engaged.
Yeah, so following his big publicity thing, right behind him was his ex-fiance.
What'd she say about it?
They were together for like 8 years or something. She said she had absolutely no idea. She was devastated when he called off the wedding a month beforehand.
Yikes.
And now she just wants him to be happy.
Oh, I hope. I always like to see people happy in general. I mean, if hopefully he finds his happiness and he's okay to be that way.
Well, what would you do if you were in a long-term relationship and then your ex-girlfriend, ex-fiance, ex-wife even, current wife, I don't know, came out as a lesbian?
Actually, I'm pretty supportive on a lot of things. And I think one of my strengths actually in relationships is I'm very open-minded and I'm very understanding and very considerate.
Oh, a guy who's open-minded to a threesome. That's nice.
And if you have kids with her?
Yeah, if we have kids, it's fine. I mean, it'll help tax bracket-wise, I guess. Dual income with kids. I know, it's selfish. You know my stance.
It's not a business relationship.
Well, that's my stance. That's my opinion.
But terrible.
I think that whole thing is like, you could be supportive. Obviously, if I'm still in love with her, right? And obviously she finds a different light, then that's probably something harder for me to take in. But if it's something that we kind of
enjoy together?
Well, no, if it's something where we came to crossroads and we were not on the same page and, you know, we were on our way and obviously we stayed together for the kids, I mean, I'm welcome to that because I'm not going to sit there and make something happen that's not there. I mean, I'll know within my heart that I tried and I tried, but if I tried and it's not there, then, I mean, it takes two. I mean, at the end of the day, I only have control over myself. If she doesn't feel the same way I feel about her, then that's what it is. I could be okay with that. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and blame me. You know what I mean?
Because but what if she decided to go to the other side just because you were inadequate in bed?
Well, I don't think that'll be a problem. I have any complaints. If you do have a complaint about me in bed, call 1-800-893-9562. So that way you could call Melissa out.
Anyone If you've been with Alex and you know that he's good or bad, again, 800-893-9562. We need some spice in here.
I hope the phones blow up and they say how terrible I am.
I want some sriracha tonight.
Okay, so anyways.
What?
Well, can I address that to you? Can we have people call in to see how great or bad you are?
No.
Well, not the first date, the second date, of course, with you.
Stop! That was one time.
This one time at band camp?
It was one.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Let's flip the question. What about you, Melissa?
What?
If your long-term mate, your husband, decides to say, hey, I'm gay.
Do I like him?
That isn't what I asked. Wow. That said a lot.
It's a business relationship. If he decided,
some people can't come up with their own material.
Okay.
That's sarcasm. Chris,
I don't know.
It.
if he was an 8-year ex, fine, he can do whatever he wants.
I didn't say 8-year ex.
Oh well.
No, your husband, the man you have kids with.
Oh whatever, he can be gay. I don't care.
No, he's saying currently.
Hypothetical.
Like,
come on, work with me.
We're not talking about
current hypothetical.
Is there another one?
Well, I don't know. There's a man that I have kids with, and then there's a current hypothetical. You have to distinguish, because the guy I have kids with is whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. It'd be easier if he was gay, because then maybe he would not be in my life so much. He'd be in something else. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Where are we going with this?
Your fake hypothetical husband who doesn't exist. Let me put this in big quotes
okay.
for you.
All right, what?
He's going to get into other stuff.
That person comes out to you and says, I'm gay. How do you react? I mean, you just imagine you spent all this time with this person. It's the love of your life. You have all these cherished moments. And all of a sudden, he flips the script on you.
I don't know, because I almost had a threesome once and it seemed like it would have been a really good idea. So if he's gay, but then he can find a guy who's bi, we can all enjoy the situation.
Ta-da. That's out of the box thinking. I like that.
Right? Shout out to gay guys.
Yeah, shout out to gay guys. Hey.
I love them. I love gay porn.
Do you?
Did you ever watch gay porn with that guy?
What?
Did you ever watch gay porn with that guy your boyfriend brought home?
No.
Call him up. Let's do it in studio next week.
With the gay guy, my boyfriend's coworker?
Yeah.
That's uncomfortable watching gay porn with us.
We'll see about that.
That seems like a really good show topic. Okay. Let's just get to Chris. All right. For the last time in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to tell you guys to follow us on Twitter at Oral Stim. It's spelled A-U-R-A-L Stim, and it means auditory listening of the ears. It is not oral of the mouth. Get your head out of the gutter, people.
I always got it so wrong.
Okay, well, speaking of the whole gay thing, I think we should do the gay pride thing in LA.
Well, I'm going to be there
coming
anyway.
In June already?
Yeah.
When's in June something, since you're already going to be there?
I think it's the 6th through the 9th or something.
Cool.
You want to go?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, it's on.
Can't wait to see Jason Collins.
That's where we're going to be. Actually, he was asked to be a major player of the Boston Pride Festival coming up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of crazy. I mean, like, this guy gets, he gets honored by, the president of all these people.
Wait, okay, let me ask you this, though. I mean, honestly, is he really a good basketball player, or is he just trying to get some publicity?
He was on the bench. I mean,
His
brother played more than he did. Well, he has a twin brother.
Okay.
And, actually, his twin brother had no clue. He was kind of in denial about it. And you know how they say twins kind of, they feed their energy. They kind of think the way the other person thinks and so on. Or, that whole twinsy thingy.
What do you think about that? If someone could be so far in the closet that even the people who are closest to them don't even know.
Well, he said the first person he told was his aunt. And she was like, I knew when you were 12.
Yeah. Right?
So, and then he felt cool with everything after that.
Hmm.
But I mean, his brother gives him a completely different response. Like, you know, how he couldn't believe it. But then his brother was the first person to back him up and protect him. I mean, so at least at that point, like if anybody came out, I mean, he protected his brother. So from anybody, so which is kind of good. I mean, it's kind of bittersweet, but.
Yeah, but if he was like a bench guy, don't you think that maybe it's a little selfish to come out and bring all this attention onto yourself when really you're saying, I'm a gay athlete, but the whole purpose of athletics and the sport, basketball in particular, is to be a cohesive team?
I think it's a mix because you're dealing with an entrenched mentality for men in sports and how we approach it. And he's standing up for something that's outside of that box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To be someone different. Now, whether or not the timing's there for me, I think it's one of these things where why did it take so long for this to happen? And will this get the ball rolling for other people to actually step up and be themselves? But I mean, you have things like Hines Ward from the NFL basically saying NFL isn't ready for that. He basically thinks there's too much machismo in the male locker room that men in the NFL won't go that route and actually
I think it up. Takes a real man to be able to take it in the ass. So
yikes. I don't even want to think about
really?
It.
Really? Come on.
Yeah, that made me like cringe a little just talking about
don't
it.
You think?
I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it makes you real, man.
Yes.
Real men get butt raped.
All right.
All right. Well, not raped. Real men want it. What? Sorry, guys. I'm thinking too.
You're thinking prison.
Don't you think, though? I mean, if we're going to discuss like what kind of pain you can take, taking it up the ass is like right up there.
Well, you can't talk. You've never
with
done
bone
it, you know.
Marrow transplant. I know, because
you've
anyone
gave birth,
who's ever
and that's
gotten
a different type
close,
of pain.
No, because that was totally different.
Okay.
That's you're knocked out. They just cut you open. Whatever. It's completely different.
Yeah. I can see how that's different. Okay.
I'm
so
just
would
saying.
You feel, would you feel like a man if a guy went up your ass or gave it to you? Since you'd be
would
like
I
a real
feel
man.
Like a man. No, I'm just saying. If I no, I would not feel like a man.
By all logic, you should.
I would feel like a puppet.
Oh, Melissa.
I would feel like a popsicle.
I don't know how that translates.
I don't know anymore.
What? Because a popsicle has a stick up its hole in the bottom.
I got that visual.
Okay.
Thank you.
So
now it makes
what's
complete
the problem?
Sense. Sorry, I'm a visual guy. Now that I got it, I figured it out.
Austin, would you ever try anal with a girl with a strap on?
No.
Wait,
ever?
No.
What? What?
Austin.
I know Alex would.
Yeah, dude. I would do it if I'm in love with a girl.
He's taking a statue.
Yeah. And the Oscar goes too. And if I can get my Academy Award that way, I'm doing it. Take that, Oscar. All right, so anyways, can we go back to Chris now?
Whatever, let's get to Chris. I feel like this is going to be a much better topic.
Well, Chris...
I do have an opinion about what you were just talking
please.
About.
Lay it on us.
A lie is a lie, and all the lies are getting brought out right now. It's really hard for people to be in lies. And if you're in a lie and the lie is you're pretending you're not gay when you are, I think you're doing a public service by coming out. I say, yay, more power to them. And anyone else who does that.
That's a really good point. I mean, people are ruthless, like in the entertainment industry. They will hunt you down and look for every skeleton and every bone in your closet. Get it?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, thanks.
That was good. Very subtle at first, and not so.
Yeah, if you have to tell us, it doesn't quite work.
I missed it. Say it again.
No. So, no, you're absolutely right. People will look for anything and everything, and if you're hiding it, it's going to make it 10 times worse. It's like if you have naked pictures or you have a sex tape, Alex, it's better just to give it over to TMZ for like $500 rather than have someone else, like Mindy, sell it to them for
$400.
So I just, what I heard is Alex has a sex tape and Mindy is in possession of it.
That's what I heard too.
It was a sex tape with Mindy.
Is TMZ really going to pay for this sex tape?
we're on two nights on XM now. Come on.
We're at Skid Row Studios.
Yeah.
Where are we going to... Has it been filmed already?
Yeah, where the paparazzi's waiting for us downstairs just to leave.
Be nervous.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this business opportunity. You guys.
Mindy's always business-minded.
I have a camera.
I have my flip camera. Okay.
Chris. Well, here, I'm going to address what she said. All right, the lie is a lie, right? Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? That's something I always, like, when I'm in relationships, that's one thing I always, I'm a firm believer in, like, communication is important. Because, you know, if you start with a lie and it turns into other lies, next thing you know, it's like, oh, how you doing? I'm okay. And that turns into a lie.
Right.
So you learn to lie and protect, you know, you don't really get to see the true, how they truly feel or what they're truly thinking.
Right.
Because at that point, it's a short answer, generic answer. And that in return is a lie.
And then there's no relationship.
Yeah, at that point,
what's
it's like numb and you have no feeling and it just, you're just going through the motions of nothing.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you're right. From the very beginning, I mean, when you, through any type of relationships, I mean, it's very important to be open and communicate.
But don't we live in a society that ends up rewarding people who lie the best?
Yeah, but
in
look
politics.
At how that's changing. And even that's changing. I mean, look at this. People, they're doing stupid things like Anthony Weiner. I love Anthony Weiner. He tweeted his penis. It was great. And he didn't mean to, but he got caught. And there was a lie there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing when that stuff happens.
I tweeted Alex's penis once. I meant to.
Wait, what? How'd you get a picture of my penis?
Alex doesn't know about this, Mindy. I mean, Melissa.
He does now.
Can I help you get hit up? Your phone gets crazy. Everyone wants a picture of my penis.
Yeah. If you want a picture of Alex's penis, 800-893-9562 on skidrowstudios.com and XM 165.
Okay, so Chris, when you go to reading people, right? I mean,
Hang on. If Alex had a secret penis picture out there, would you be able to see that?
You know, I have to be honest with you. It's not the kind of thing I look for.
Thank you.
That's not the first question I'm asked by people.
So let's get this absolutely straight.
Uh-huh.
We're moving from gay to straight now. You are a psychic.
Yes.
Have you always been aware of your gift?
No, I have not been. And I would say that's true for most people. Being psychic is human. It's normal.
Did you seek it out or did it come to you unexpectedly?
It didn't come unexpectedly. I was seeking it, but I didn't know what I'd find. So I basically went and learned how to ground myself. I took a class at a school in Chicago. It's a great school. It's called Envision, Clairvoyant Training School. But I went there for a psychic meditation class, learning how to ground myself. It appealed to me. I was really interested. But I had no clue that it was going to be taking me to this. It was just fascinating to me. There was something I wanted to learn. I knew I wanted to do it. Next thing I knew, I was doing this clairvoyant training and it was easy as could be. I was like, oh yeah, I can see that. No problem.
long ago was that?
That was in 1999, 2000.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Beginning of this century brought me that.
Nice. All right. Now, you've mentioned you can turn it off and on.
Well, I know how to turn it on when I'm in a reading so that I'm in that space. It's a sensitive space to be in, but I don't walk around all the time out of control.
Could you, though?
It would be uncomfortable. I don't like it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm always psychic. I'm always aware of things, but when I'm sitting in a reading, I'm setting my space up in a particular way to be doing that kind of
reading. I just got a visual
reading.
Like Professor X and X-Men.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Exactly. It's a superpower.
Yeah, right? I mean, I don't know why. That's the first thing that popped in my head. Because, you know, when you can read people and the whole thing.
If you walk around with it all the way open, which a lot of people do, like the ones you see walking around downtown who didn't take their meds, I mean, they're out of control psychic. They're not screwed up people. There's something that they're so sensitive to. They're in something. And then something's in them. Like there's a lot of energy.
I kind of feel like you have x-ray vision and you're looking through my clothes right now.
I don't do that.
Could you?
You know... We used to joke about that in clairvoyant training. Oh, yeah, when you get to advanced training, you'll be able to walk through walls and you'll be able to look through clothes.
But that doesn't happen or hasn't happened yet.
Well, it's not the kind of thing I'm looking for. I'm interested in looking at, there are things I look for, and that's kind of not my thing.
Okay, so.
But some people do look for that?
Yeah.
You know what? I think that's why a lot of guys join the clairvoyant training.
Okay, so what are you looking for?
Yeah, what do you look for?
I've always been an artist too. So when I first started the training, part of it for me was it was another art form that I could turn on and develop and practice and get good at and also use it to create my life, you know, the way I wanted it to be. So I was looking for how do I heal myself? How do I get what I want? How do I create my thing? And then I realized I love teaching this. I love working with other people.
Sharing is caring, right?
Well, yeah. But also the more you do that, the more you also learn for yourself. So I look at someone else, I'm giving them a reading, but I'm seeing things that are helping me too. And it's really fun to be able to do that.
It's a dual process.
It's a total selfish thing.
Absolutely. And you say selfish like it's a bad thing.
All right. So you can do past life?
Yes.
You can do relationship readings?
I do all kinds of readings. Yeah.
You can just tell people they're out of control. So if you want to talk to Chris, please call us 800-893-9562.
You mentioned your art. Yeah. What kind of art do you do?
When I was last producing art, I stopped a couple years ago because I started creating this part of my business more. Mm-hmm. But I've been an abstract painter. I painted for many years. I'll paint again. I love it. Mm-hmm. I graduated from the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. And so I did a lot of different, you know, costume, fashion, all kinds of things for years. And then abstract painting was the big thing, the thing I really wanted.
So
and I finally got there.
What turned you to the clairvoyant training?
In one of my art shows. Good question. You're psychic too. It was one of my art shows and a woman saw my art show and she wanted one of my paintings. And this is back in 1999. And she called me up and she wanted to make a deal with me to come in and get a, you know, make a trade for a reading and this class. Because mm-hmm. we were talking and she realized she could see how interested I was in it. And I said, well, let me just come in and meet you and see if I want to do that. And I did. And I really liked the space and I liked her. And I realized no one here is going to try to control me or tell me what to think because I would have run like hell away from that. No, mm-hmm. but it was what got me into it. So my art led me to my other way of being an artist.
Okay, very cool. Yeah.
So will you just tell us real quick, because I've been dying to know the whole time. You read auras. What color are we?
You know what I'm going to do? Would you like me to give you each a little quick mini aura reading?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Ladies first, start with Melissa,
yeah,
please.
I'm going to start with you, Melissa, because I keep wanting to. And I keep wanting to look at her, at the energy. But when I do a reading as a clairvoyant, I tend to work with my eyes closed during the time I'm reading. It's basically just easier to see. You guys keep your eyes open, but
third eye, guys.
Melissa, since the time you got here today, the picture I keep seeing is the energy of green, just a lot of green in your aura. And it's not the color you always have, but it's one of the vibrations you're working with now. And the green is a new growth green. And when you walked in with that green, I'm usually aware of the color, but I kind of don't focus on it too much. But I could see it as this kind of like a limey green, like a real brilliant, real pretty spring lime green. Yeah, it's kind of a Skittles green.
Okay.
More green than the Skittles green. But what I see is you're not always at that color. You have a lot of royal blue and you have a lot of other, there's a lot of hot colors in your space, but this is a color that's a present time, new growth green.
That's what you said last week too, that I was green.
Yeah, you're going through a growth period right now.
Does that mean I'm getting fat?
Not at all. No. That means new spiritual growth. But look at the new changes that are happening.
That's a dark
green.
And
look at the good new news that you just got.
Yeah.
It's about that. It's about
two nights on XM.
Well, because look at, you're being seen more. That's the big deal. It's like, that's the growth about being seen more, being able to having more attention points. That takes some energy. All of you are having that.
I like that.
I want to look at Alex.
That's me.
And the one of the main colors I keep seeing with you, but there's a few. One of them is kind of this royal blue, this kind of rich royal blue into royal purple blue.
Like purple.
It's like, yeah, you like those tones.
No, because purple's a color of royalty. Can we let her finish? Thanks.
Well, it is, but it's also the color of, for you, what I see is it's this picture of purple as being able to have without effort. So it's not the same. That doesn't have the same meaning for everybody, but your picture of purple and that royal, it looks like it has to do with power and non-effort, like being able to get what you want without effort.
That is so Alex.
Is that like alpha male-ish? Can I be that?
It is, but it's also really being capable as a being, whether that's alpha male or alpha female or doesn't matter. It's not about the gender. It's about the, but you have a lot of alpha male, definitely.
I see a lot of alpha female in him, actually.
Stop it.
Everybody has both male and female, and we balance that.
Well, I'm a Gemini, so I could flip on any minute. Like, I'd be totally happy and then sad.
Yeah, but, you know.
I know. Trust me, I know. You
but that's
there's a connection here.
That's a big color for you.
Thank you. So purple, royal purple and like a royal bluish?
Right now, present time. Remember, everything is in present time.
Okay.
And as you change and you grow, then it changes too.
How quickly does it change? Like, could he go home and be yellow?
Yeah, but it just depends on how quickly you're changing. Sometimes you don't, you know, like the color you're working with, you just happen to like that color. It just happens to be a color that you're real comfortable in.
How often is it the person's favorite color?
You know, I don't know. I haven't taken
What's
a
your favorite
survey.
Color, Melissa?
I kind of like purple.
So, Alex.
Mine's actually blue. So the royal blue kind of fits in.
Now, Austin, let's look at you. Mm-hmm. And with you, I keep seeing red. Like all these right. different variations of red, but it's not like fire engine red. It's more like the vibration of red is sort of like a richer, deeper red than that. Kind of
like a blood red,
like a sriracha
kind of like a blood red. Yeah,
should I be concerned?
It's like no. Red is actually what I see. It is. It's like passion and also another picture of power, but it has to do with passion and energy.
Like
your own energy.
Of the Christ?
Not at all. No. Not that. Although you could if you wanted it to be. It's more about your own passion for what you do.
Okay.
It's interesting. It's like the fire aspect of water.
All right. Well, my favorite color is green.
Doesn't matter.
I know, but I figured I'd share
I don't
it.
Care what color your favorite color is.
She's reading you.
I'm
it's
reading
irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. If it doesn't make sense, just throw it away. Mm-hmm. Don't make my word the word. Your word is in your own space is the word. But I'm looking at a present time vibration of some of the energy I see in your aura. Okay. Your aura is not just one color, generally. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. I focused on a red.
So obviously, like at any time, we actually represent like the rainbow, really, technically. But at that time, you could be, one color could come out more than another, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
You could have one aspect of yourself you're bringing out more because that's what you're really, where you're putting your energy or where you're growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you might have career on the back shelf and you might put relationship in front or vice versa or both of them. You know, you might really just the way
it's
you have
balance,
it focused.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been dying to ask this.
Okay. Go ahead.
What happens to your aura colors when you're having sex? Do they mix?
You know what? I don't know. I've never looked at that.
You
think Austin and I should try it right now?
About it?
I don't watch porn.
Oh,
I find porn incredibly boring, to be honest with you.
What's just a question? Jeez.
I know.
Okay. She's watching porn and she's like, oh, I see some aura in there.
Well, I have to tell you, my husband was in a porn film a few years ago. He was a comedian in a film. He was like in the only scene that was not pornographic. He played
That's okay. I wouldn't judge you.
It was called, do you know the, what was the Pirates? The Pirates was the original.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Well, it was the porn, the X-rated one.
Yeah, no, exactly. Jesse Jane was in it. She's one of my faves.
He was cast in the follow-up, which I can't remember what it was.
Friends of the Caribbean 2?
Something like whatever. But he played this hilarious character called Blind Ed, and the whole scene was, it was just a scene where they were selling some woman, and he had, but everybody had clothes on, and there was
and
no
blind.
Sex.
What kind of jib is that? Oh, I was in a porn. I didn't get to fuck
but
anyone.
But see, we went to the opening. Downtown Los Angeles. It was hilarious. It was so freaking funny. And I'm watching this film and I'm like, oh, this is like just technical. There's no, like, there's nothing in it for me. I'm sorry. I'm just not into porn. But it was really interesting to be at this opening.
I'm sure there was a lot of energy going off, right?
Oh my God, the people. It was amazing. I learned so much watching these people because I was reading them. I'm just like looking at this going, wow. That is so fascinating how these people, you know, different actors and so on.
Actually, I'm going to be selfish for a second. What color is like a fake color?
Like, in someone's space?
If someone's like kind of being fake or they're not being real or maybe, is there like
purple.
One that kind of,
well, I'll tell you, and that's a great question. You could have a purple in your space that's not your purple and it might be masquerading as you. So you have someone else's energy in your space. Pretending to be you, but you think it's you. Sometimes you're like, why is that not feeling right? It's not my energy. But then also, if you see somebody who's working a lot at some real higher vibrations, those tend to be like white, silver, you know, gray, they are might be running a lot of other energies that aren't them. And that tends to be pretty not real.
Okay, cool.
It can be. It just depends. I'm kind of being broad, you know, spectrum, whatever. But
so like an actor or an actress, if they're really good at their craft, they're in a sense obtaining a different aura?
Well, what they're doing is they're using the ability of mediumship, which is to become the ability to become something you are not. And someone who's really seamless at that and very good at that does it really beautifully. And then someone who's not so clean with that runs around talking about tiger blood and, you know, winning. Yeah. And that person might have forgotten who he originally was.
So like
no names mentioned.
A Daniel Day-Lewis, who is a method actor who refuses to leave his character for the duration of a filming of a movie.
Right. He's running another energy, but that's, mm-hmm. he's protecting it too. Mm-hmm. He's owning it. He's more conscious of it. And then hopefully he will always remember, because he seems to do this, what he's not. Mm-hmm. Like, get rid of it. I'm married to an actor. He does that too sometimes. And he's like, he becomes the character.
Seems really intense.
Yeah.
On that note of intensity, we're going to go to a break. And then when we come back, we are going to have our contest. So I hope you guys are on Twitter.
Twitter.
Skid Row Studios. It's the happiest place to be. FCC.
Please join me, Wyme Russell, here live at SkidRowStudios.com for the Devils in the Details radio show Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We cover everything from conspiracy theories to the truth movement. Please join us.
So oral stimulation, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Pacific, SkidRowStudios.com.
One, we're having some fun in the bedroom all day and all of the night.
Every nerdy subject you want to talk about. Star Wars, Star Trek, fucking Knight Rider. We'll do it. Wait, can we swear in these?
Do whatever you want.
Angry Dorks Podcast. It's the Angry Dorks Show. You can listen live and comment along with us. You can be part of the show. It's Mondays, every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And also, you can call in. You can actually call us. You can be on the show, your beautiful voice, and roll a D20 for fun, resounding in the ears of 10,000 dorks. Is that true?
He said 30 seconds.
No, we have 700.
It's like Clint Eastwood. They're just going to say, okay, go ahead.
Clint Eastwood.
He doesn't say action.
Yeah, he says, fuck you to a chair.
We're like the 700
Get your shit
club.
Together, man.
We're like
chess club. You're rated everything drugs. But this.
No, get your shit together. Some kind of Filipino drugs. All right, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You're going
Lupia
last.
Have speed in it.
Up next, we've got Judy. Judy coming to the stage.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row iPhone app for your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real internet radio.
Is it love or lust? I really, really, really wish our listeners could see that ridiculous face that you're making right now, Austin.
You loved it, didn't you?
I want to know if you do that in bed.
Every single time.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Every single day? By yourself? Even by
yes,
yourself?
By myself. I curl my toes. I just enjoy it.
TMI. Thanks. Excellent.
What's curl your love or lust?
I don't want to know about
your
toes.
Tell me, what is your love or lust?
God.
Come on.
Well, guys, I am lusting after something tonight. In honor of juicy Beltane celebrations all over the world. I am lusting after the opportunity to go fuck in a field somewhere. Maybe have an orgy in a field. That would be kind of cool.
Well, May is masturbation month.
According to who? You keep saying that.
According to adamandeve.com.
Did you guys get any discounts on dildos this week?
No. If we wanted to, though, what would be the promo code?
Promo code SKIDROW gets you 10% off your dildo.
There you go. So enjoy the rest of the month, people.
Masturbate.
Go.
How do you do
it?
How do I do it?
Yeah.
With my hand.
That's it?
Her name's Jill. J-I-L-L.
Okay. Do you use any lotion or anything?
What? Lotion, no.
That would be your right hand.
Yeah, left.
Do you lick your hand for moisture?
No, I don't actually.
Do you spit on your dick?
No.
Ever?
Ever? It depends on the mood.
Have you ever?
No. I haven't.
This guy that I was with before went...
Tonight when I get home, I will.
He would... No, we would kind of be messing around and kissing and whatever. And then before he would go in, you know, for the first time, he would like spit on his hand and rub it on the tip of his cock. Oh my God, it's so fucking hot.
So that's attractive to you? Dude, I'm going to practice spitting right now.
Everything this guy did was hot, but that was just like extra hot that he would do. Maybe that's what I'm lusting after.
All right, so... To our listeners out there.
We have a caller.
We have a caller.
You're so good. Hey, caller, what's your name?
This is Jeremy. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing amazing. How are you, Jeremy?
Very well. Is Chris still there?
I am. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Chris. Do you do, like, medium readings where you talk to deceased relatives and that sort of thing?
Yeah, and I don't have to be working as, I don't channel them, but I can say hello to them and talk to them, and I've done it quite a lot. Who do you want me to talk to?
Actually, I'm curious on your thoughts. Are you aware of the experiment that Harry Houdini and his wife did that proved that that was bullshit?
Actually, you know, I've read a lot of stuff about that, but I also know what I experience and what I see and what I read, so I don't think it's bullshit.
Okay. And also, before the show ends, I would like for you to give Melissa a reading on her relationship with her current boyfriend and where that's going.
And are you, do you have some kind of personal involvement here, Jeremy?
No, I'm a friend of Melissa's, but I'm just curious. That would be interesting.
Well, you know, this is you butting into Melissa's business, so if she wants that, I think she'll ask me and I'll give it to her.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was interesting listening to you talk about collars and stuff. But,
well, thank
you. Trying to jazz things up a little bit.
Well, I appreciate that. I always do. But
thanks
I will tell you
call,
exactly
Jeremy.
What I think.
Thank you, Jeremy. Actually, that reminds me, we have a contest, guys.
Contest.
Before I forget... So I hope you guys have followed us on Twitter by this point. It's at OralStim. And what can you win, Alex?
I give up. What?
Yeah, right. You can win a signed personalized picture of me because I have some amazing pictures taken by Damien Reds Productions.
Nice.
Amazing, amazing pictures. But you have to answer our question.
We have a question.
We have a question.
Question is?
And you're going to have to be on top of your oral stimulation trivia. The question is, and don't blurt out the answer, because then I'm going to have to think of another question. It's going to be a mess. What was the challenge between Alex and his friends in New York?
At which time?
It was right around New Year's.
Okay. So the challenge during... Oh.
The challenge between Alex and his friends over New Year's.
And so how do they win the prize?
You have to go on Twitter.
Okay.
And what? Tweet it to us?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first person to tweet the answer will get a personalized picture. And we will, I guess we'll contact you and you can tell us what you want the picture to say.
Yeah, well, we'll direct message them.
Yeah.
Okay. So once again, what's the question?
Once again, the question is, what was the challenge between Alex and his friends in New York over New Year's?
And tweet us at OralStim, AURALSTIM.
S-T-I-M. And if you want to call in and talk to Chris, 800-893-9562.
I'm really looking forward. I hope somebody calls in and takes advantage of this. Because actually, cool, if you were to see Chris outside of this, you would have to pay for it.
I know. I would still try to ask her questions.
And you could get like a free opportunity to get like a reading over the phone right now.
And it's fun.
Yeah, I mean,
it really,
no one
really
wants to take
is.
Advantage of the situation.
Let me ask you kind of a general question. I mean, yeah, because you do work with so many people, you do talk to so many people.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see, just in a very general sense, kind of as the fate for our world? What are people thinking about? What are people worrying about? What are people asking about?
Well, a lot of people are working those dystopian pictures, you know, like the world's going to end badly, all that stuff. But actually, the big thing that's happening is people are working a new picture, starting to create a new picture about how to create. And it's about having your own spirit present. The work I do isn't about fortune telling. It's nothing to do with any of that. I don't care what people's opinions are about fortune telling. I look at it as spiritual growth. And spiritual growth is where we are working. It's about having your own spirit in your life present. And more people I read, and I give a lot of readings, are trying to grow and find their truth. Like, it's like there's the thing outside. You're just trying to bring it in. So that's like a just general. I know we don't have a lot of time left, and you have a caller here, it looks like.
Yeah, we do
have
a caller.
But that's a big place.
So people are growing. I like that. Mm-hmm. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hi. Oh.
Hi.
This is me. Oh, hi. Jenna is my name.
Jenna, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question for Chris?
I do. I'm not really sure what my question is exactly, but...
You came prepared. All right.
Hi, right. Jenna.
Totally unprepared. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks. I've never called in or gotten a reading of any sort. I do read your blog. And,
oh, cool. Thanks.
Yes, you're welcome. You know, I just got off the phone in an argument with my husband and having some relationship troubles. And
well, let me take
an email and was like, oh, wow. Am I really going to call? And now I'm calling.
Well, let me just give you a real quick look. We don't have a lot of time left in the show, so let me be able to I'll give you a quick look on the relationship. In fact, the picture is present time where I see you and your husband, the growth you're in. And actually, the picture is that you're looking, and this is actually very female male as well as just the bump you're in your relationship now. I don't see it as a negative so much as it's an opportunity to communicate differently. And perhaps that's what you've been trying to do. Like, how do we find our way to communicating differently than we have been? But the picture I see is you keep looking in this direction and he keeps looking in the other direction. And you're looking in this direction saying, no, it's over here. And he's looking in that direction saying, no, it's over there. And it's like you're crossing. It almost looks like you feel like you're kind of at cross purposes. But it also is very male-female in that I'm communicating like this. Why doesn't he understand me? And he's like, I'm communicating like this. Why doesn't she understand me? And what I see, the bottom line is you're trying to come up with a new picture for how do we agree to communicate. So the old script is no longer working.
Right.
And when I look at you changing that, it's not what you should do, but it looks like it helps if you can let him be exactly where he's at without him having to agree with everything the way you do it. And if you can let yourself be exactly where you're at and not need him, like not need to convince him. It's like kind of both of you. You know, it looks like if you back off a little, he'll back off too.
Okay.
And I'm not saying...
That makes sense.
Good, good. It's not that either one of you is right or wrong all the time, but it looks like it's just simply a way to create a little peaceful impasse here so that you can kind of take a breath and come up with a new picture.
Right, right.
Okay, I have to say thank you. We've actually got a couple more callers coming in, but
thank you so much,
Jenna.
All right, that's good. So look at a new way to communicate.
We have another one?
We do. We have a couple more callers.
We have a couple more.
All right, let's run through. We got
Hold
a couple
on
minutes.
Tight. Hey, caller,
you
what's your name?
Yeah, totally.
Hello? Hello?
I think it might take a minute.
Okay, well, I already got rid of him.
Next.
Uh-huh.
Well, you find another caller. I need to give a quick shout out to Ashley, who just moved into her new place in Chino Hills. Shout out to Ashley.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Cindy. Thanks for calling
in. I'm doing good.
So what is your question for Chris? Hurry.
I just want to know if she sees that I'm in a good place right now.
Hi, Cindy. This is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Thanks for taking
my call.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're welcome. Thanks for calling, for listening and for calling in. When I look into present time, I don't judge where you're at as being good or bad, but I will take a look. I mean, looking at it as judgment, good or bad, kind of gets in the way of some of what I see, you know, where you are or how it looks. The picture I see is you've been digging and digging and digging your way out of something, and it looks like you've gotten to the place where you're above, you're on the earth where you used to feel like you were kind of below the earth, kind of like in the dark, and now you're on the earth and you're standing there, and the picture is literally you're standing like on a beach with the water in the distance and nobody else is around and there's sunshine and a blue sky and you're going, well, at least it's not raining. And that's the picture. It's like really funny. You're like, at least it's not raining. And it looks like one thing you're trying to do that's helping you, and this is a very positive place to be working, looking with an optimistic eye. So even if you don't see it in front of you and you're not sure what's good that's coming, it looks like it has to do with surrender and trust and optimism. Embrace that.
How is that, Cindy? Does it make sense?
Happy thoughts.
Optimistic as possible, definitely.
Right on. That awesome. Looks like that's helping you.
Thanks
Thank
for listening,
you so
Cindy.
Much, Cindy.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to have another caller.
Dang, everybody woke up.
Everybody decided it's safe.
All it took was one, right?
Yeah. Hi, caller. Are you there?
Yes.
What's your name?
Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you doing?
Hi, Anna.
I'm doing great.
All right, what's your question for Chris?
I have my first date tomorrow with a white guy, and I'm Mexican. So I just need some, what the hell should I expect?
Help her out, Chris.
Oh, this is great. Hi, Anna. It's Chris.
Hi.
Thanks for calling. The picture I see is he's asking the same question. If you can put yourself in his shoes and not be hard on yourself. I see the picture of you just simply being exactly who you are. Don't even change who you are for a thing. Like, whether you would, with any guy, it doesn't matter what race he is. It's like, don't change who you are. And it looks like this guy has amusement. There's something about him having a sense of humor. And that is very helpful.
He certainly does have a sense of humor.
That's good. He's not in judgment. Don't go be in judgment of yourself. So don't assume he's going to think this or that. You just assume you are great. And that's going to help you a lot.
Anna.
Do you?
So I sent him to go get tested because I said, okay, we haven't even met in persona. And I'm like, you need to go get tested if you are ever planning to get laid to my persona. So go get that shit cleaned.
You are on top of it, girl.
Which every girl should do. Make sure he's tested
right?
first.
You need to.
Where did you meet this guy?
Oh, that's the problem.
Match.com?
On Facebook.
Oh, Facebook's not as bad as like plentyoffreaks.com. You're fine.
Or tag.
Enjoy it. And by the way, check out our last episode, our previous episode for some first date tips. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Anna. We've got another caller that we're going to take. Goodness.
They're running through.
Very quickly. If it comes.
Caller.
Yeah.
You guys know it takes some time, right?
I know, but yeah. We're just so anxious. We're so excited. We have Chris in the studio.
All the time
we're all fiery.
I know. Okay, caller, you've got like a second. What is your question?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
A little bit faster than that.
What's your name?
My name is Richard.
Richard, if you have a question, you might want to spit it out because I only have a minute here.
Literally, a minute.
Okay, you told me... You told me to call in today, live on the air, right?
Okay, call.
Yeah.
What you got, buddy?
Richard, you're not leaving me any time to read you. Go ahead.
You sent me a text message today to tune into the registration.
Okay. Do you have a question, or you just like to hear yourself talk?
I don't know, because she sent me a message today. It's Melissa, right?
Mm-hmm. My God, yeah. I know exactly who this is. Shout out to Alex, who likes to introduce me to his friends. Thank you so much, Richard, for calling in. I really appreciate that. One more time, guys.
Do we have any more callers?
No, we don't. On May 8th, XM165 is moving to XM243. You'll be able to find us on Saturdays at 11 p.m. Eastern and Mondays 9 p.m. Eastern, which means those of you on the West Coast who are driving home can listen to us on XM243. Please find us on Twitter at OralStim, oralstim@gmail.com.
Answer the trivia question up.
Answer the trivia question.
Twitter.
I'll say it for you guys one more time, just as a bonus. What was the challenge between Alex and his friends in New York over New Year's?
They could listen to old episodes to find out, because we talked about that.
Yeah. Actually, you can listen to us on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher. And, of course, all of our shows are archived on skidrowstudios.com.
All right, I want to thank Chris for coming out.
Do you have any more questions for her?
No, maybe
this
after
is your
the
last
show.
Chance. It's going to cost you.
Well, listen to her Wednesdays on skidrowstudios.com from 7 to 8 p.m. Listen live.
Yeah, psychic Yay. Every day.
Call
and
in.
Do you have a website?
I do, chriscahill.com, also psychiceveryday.com.
There
Perfect.
You go.
Thank you for inviting me. I loved it. It was lots of fun.
You're going to have to come back very soon.
I'd
and of course,
it.
Facebook.com/oralstimulationradio. Please find us, follow us. That's where all the best information and all the hottest pictures are.
All right. until next week.
Austin, you have anything?
Have a fantastic week, everyone.
Yeah.
Great. Excellent.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, yes.
Tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good...